どうもこんにちは、ようこそジャパニーズ歌へ。
Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I'm glad you're here listening to a new episode of my podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about hikikomori. Yeah, have you heard of hikikomori before? It is the word that means kind of the type of people who stay in your home or in your room all the time. This is the one with a serious problem in Japan. If you're interested in Japan,It's better to know about it. Yeah, that's why I'm talking to you. So, let's get started.
どうもこんにちは。今日は引きこもりについて話をしようと思います。引きこもりという言葉を聞いたことがありますか？日本のことを勉強したことがある人ならきっと聞いたことはあるはずですね。引きこもりとは一日中家にいる人とか部屋にいる人、外に出ない人のことを意味する言葉です。学校でいじめられた、仕事がつまらない、ゲームをしていたいなど何らかの理由があって人は引きこもりになります。今現在日本には100万人以上の引きこもりがいると言われています。しかも半分以上は40歳以上の大人です。引きこもりと聞くと若い人をイメージしがちですが、実は半分以上は40歳以上の若くない人たちです。彼らの多くは、約25年前日本の経済が落ち込んで会社が新しい人の採用を抑えたことで多くの学生が仕事に就けなくなってしまい、その結果引きこもりになったと言われています。その時代を日本では就職氷河期と呼んでいます。就職とは仕事に就くこと、氷河期とは文字通りの意味では大昔に気候が寒冷、めちゃくちゃ冷たくて氷河が発達した時期のことを意味しますが、その他に、難しい状況、困難な状況が続く時期という意味にもなります。つまり就職氷河期とは仕事に就くことが難しい時期という意味です。さっき言ったように20年前、25年前日本の経済は落ち込みました。会社は人の採用、新しい人の採用を抑えました。だからこの時期を就職氷河期と呼んでいます。多くの引きこもりは仕事などはせず一日中家にいてゲームをしたり漫画を読んで一日を過ごします。今はまだ彼らの面倒を見る親がいるからいいのですが、あと20年ほどすると彼ら引きこもりは一人になってしまいます。その親たちが亡くなってしまいますから、その時に備えて日本政府はいろいろとサポートをしていかなければならない状況です。今日はここまでです。それでは。
Did you catch up with what I said? If you didn't do that, you don't need to worry to at all. Keep listening and try to get used to it. Anyway, this is what I said in Japanese that today, I'm talking about hikikomori. Have you ever heard of the word hikikomori?If you've learned about something of Japan, you probably have heard of it. Hikikomori is the word, meaning the type of people who stay in their room or in their home all day, not going out at all. They become hikikomori because of various reasons, like get bullied in school or don't want to go for work, or be addicted to play games on TV or on internet.It is expected that there are over 1 million hikikomori in Japan right now, according to some research, and many of them are over 40 years old. When you hear hikikomori, you might think of young generation, but actually, more than half of hikikomori is over 40 years old. The reason is that back in 20 years ago or 25 years ago, Japan faced economic crisis then. Many companies avoid recruiting students. That's why tons of students was not able to get their job after graduated, and it turns out they became hikikomori. This era is called 就職氷河期. 就職氷河期 means the era that it is so hard to get a job. You need to divide this word, 就職氷河期, into two words, 就職 and 氷河期. 就職 means apply for a job opening or find employment or something like that. And 氷河期 means, literally means the era Ice Age or glacial period. Yeah, I've searched about it on the internet. But it also means the situation which is hard to do something. So 就職氷河期 means the hard time for getting a job opening. Many of hikikomori don't go out usually, staying home to play game, reading manga all day. Now it's not worst for hikikomori because their parents can take care of them, but in 20 years or 25 years, it will happen that they will be alone because their parent, will be gone. You know, it is terrible. Then our government have to deal with it to save hikikomori. Okay, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I will continue to broadcast about Japanese things in Japanese, like this episode. If it helped you to learn Japanese language, I'm so happy. Please hit subscribe and come back here again. Bye bye.